There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for being with us on today. Today, our scripture passage comes from Numbers 22, verses 31 through 34, and this is the Living Bible translation. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn, and he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you, because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If it had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared it." Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back." For many children growing up, Saturday morning was something of a special time, with the innocent cartoons on television. Oh, these cartoons brought laughter to two generations. The Road Runner, Bugs Bunny, and other silly, funny stories. It was no stretch to see a smart Road Runner trick his nemesis again and again. The powerful against the weak, and the weak somehow keep coming out on top. It was fun, it was funny, and very much make believe. In today's lesson, we hear from a talking donkey. Not make-believe, but real. And we hear about a man whose life hung in the balance. Sometimes the smart are not really that smart, and the so-called dumb are a lot smarter than we think. Balaam was gifted. God's gifting to him was in the area of prophecy. He was a prophet. He was able to speak words of wisdom. Gifting and consistent living should, but they don't always walk hand in hand. A talented musician or gifted singer, or for that matter, a minister who can preach the word with clarity and influence, they may all clearly be gifted from God with a talent designed and set aside for His use and the benefit of the gospel. Depending on the choices of the individual, the gifts may be used, they may be misused, or they may not be used at all, just ignored. The individual decides if and how they will use this blessed gift from above. And so we come to Balaam, and quite honestly, quite a few others who find themselves in the very same dilemma. The gift attracts attention, and ideally, that attention should turn people towards Christ and a life with Him. Depending on the choices of the individual, the gift may be monetized, abused, used to generate a personal following or to manipulate and or exploit others. Individuals may totally disregard the giver of the gift and see themselves as the source of the talent. It was their hard work that got them where they are, and all credit is due to them and them alone. It may become all about them and theirs. This, my friends, is a perfect formula for a fall, a steep and hurtful fall, as God reminds them and us that every good and perfect gift comes from Him and Him alone. Balaam was a prophet who heard from God. He faced, however, what should have been an easy decision, but it was really a great temptation. King Balak was aware of the children of Israel wandering in the desert. He heard what they had done to the Amorites. The leaders of Midian told him, "This mob will eat us like an ox eats grass." The king didn't want that for his own country, so he felt compelled to take action. Knowing that Balaam was a prophet, he devised a plan. He would have the prophet curse the people. He would pay off the prophet, and then mission accomplished. No problem. Well, I am guessing you can see the problems with his plan already. And just a little spoiler alert. Plan didn't work. Didn't work out the way the king had planned. Temptation is only tempting when it lures us with what we really want. The devil is committed to the proposition that every person has their price, and he is just as committed to making the best bid, so that temptation will bring us down. The prophet got the offer, and he seemed willing, but he wisely, and I say very wisely, said, "I need to consult God." God did speak to him in a dream, and it was clear. "Don't curse these people. I have blessed them." Balaam turned the money down and sent the messengers away. But the king was not giving up that easily. He tried again, determined to get what he wanted. "Just name your price." This time the Lord spoke to the prophet and said, "Go with them, but say only what I say." Clearly, the king wasn't going to give up, so God decided to show him. The Lord was not pleased with the prophet. Why was he continuing to consult him when the answer had already been made clear? When the Lord speaks, we've got to accept his leading and move forward. "This is not the person you should marry," he might say. "Just trust the Lord. This is the person you should marry." Oh, that person may not fulfill every one of your preconceived requirements, but if God says this is the one, when God speaks, we need to hear him. God sees that this person is the right person for you. Hear what he is saying to you. The next morning, Balaam got up, he saddled his donkey, he started out for Moab. But there were soon problems. God sent an angel to block his path. The prophet was angry at his donkey, who moved out of the way of the angel. The donkey could see him, but the man could not. The prophet beat the poor animal, who was in fact saving his life. How many times have we been angry at parents or a pastor or an elder who gave us a truthful word, but a word we did not want to hear? Sometimes people will even speak up and say, "You just don't want me to be happy," when the opposite is true. A true prophet of God must speak truth even when we don't want to hear it. God sent the angel to oppose Balaam. 3 times the angel blocked his path, and 3 times the poor animal got beaten as he moved out of the way. Enough is just enough. God opened the donkey's mouth, and the donkey rebuked the prophet for beating him. The Lord opened the prophet's eyes, and now he could see the angel and realize that the one he had been beating was the one who had been trying to save his life. Sometimes the message of truth may come from a child or even a person who does not know the Lord, but the Lord chooses to use them. Sometimes those of us who consider ourselves gifted or smart or talented need to listen. God uses who he will, and if we step out of his will, he can send anyone with a message for us, including a talking donkey. The angel told Balaam that he certainly would have killed him had not the donkey spared his life. The donkey had the wisdom to listen to God while the prophet faltered. The angel then repeated to Balaam the instructions that he was to only speak what God told him to speak concerning the Hebrews. The king, totally committed to ridding himself of the people of God, tried 3 times to get the prophet to curse the people. The prophet was taken to various areas where he could overlook God's people, and each time he opened his mouth and blessed them. When God has blessed you, no man can curse you. Just stay in his will. The king was angry and refused to pay him. Hey, but the prophet could only speak the words God put in his mouth. As long as we walk in the ways of the Lord, he has spoken blessings into our lives. We must stay in his will. We must walk in his ways. We must be wise. God gave the donkey greater wisdom. Greater wisdom than the prophet in this matter, because the prophet was tempted by greed. Don't allow the shiny objects, the temporary pleasures, to take you from your walk with the Lord. What seems like a sure thing is not worth the blessed path on which you walk. Wisdom is found in walking with the Lord. Follow the wisdom of the donkey and see what the Lord is doing in your life. Don't follow the greed of the wise, which can lead to destruction. Let's pray. Lord God, give us eyes to see, ears to hear what you are doing. Help us to be obedient to your will and to your way in our lives, and not to be drawn aside by the enemy. Lord, help us to see and to hear and to be obedient to your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in his presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at inhispresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.